105.3 Seaside FM. Today I'm at the grand opening for an RNLI shop and joined by Malcolm Watkinson. What are you for the RNLI?
I'm privileged to be the chairman of the fundraising committee for the Withensey RNLI, the branch of Withensey.
That sounds very interesting. And the grand shop opening, was it your idea to open up a shop in the middle of the centre of Withensey?
I wouldn't say it's my idea. I do have a committee of approximately six people, and of course what we do is we generate ideas, and once we've decided, once those ideas come forward, then we build a project around them. And I must say, I think the original thinker of taking the opportunity of a vacant shop was by our secretary, Lucy Hampton, who has run shops in the past and is quite adroit at spotting an opportunity when it comes to shopping.
That makes perfectly sense, actually. And what can people find in the shop?
Well, the shop has many items. It's quite a potpourri of items, in that a lot of people have actually contributed and perhaps taken the opportunity of doing some clearing out as well. So we have many items there, paintings. We have one or two local artists who've contributed their own paintings. There are a lot of various CDs. There's a lot of clothing. And, of course, we also run our popular Naffle, which comes at £1 a time, and it's a little bit like a tombola. You definitely win a prize every time, but some of the prizes aren't that good. But of course there are several that are well worth more than the pound.
You make me curious, and I think not just me. What are the prizes? Just give us some examples.
The prizes will vary from large dolls, prams, certainly a huge collection of books. We have one or two star prizes like big teddy bears, and it's that sort of thing that are really the top quality prizes.
Uh-huh, not too bad. And let's go back to the idea to found the shop. How did the fundraising process go before the shop?
Like I said earlier, we have a committee, we generate ideas, and from that we select, if you like, the best ideas, and then we simply put a project plan together. The sort of things that we have, that we have undertaken, we have, for example, I mean, it starts, if you like, at bottom level, the low level, is we have simply boxes in pubs and shops, and they generate probably £1,500 a year. Then we've got the next tier as you come up. We have events. For example, chocolate tasting. We've had chocolate tasting. We've had sponsored cycle rides. We've had people who have run the London Marathon for us. And then we do join up with the Withensey Council on their Water Safety Day, and we will help put together an event with the council. For example, this year we're going to have a shellfish festival where we hope to attract some quality chefs. We will have a marquee in the Valley Gardens, and we're going to encourage the people of Withensey to put on their produce. So, for example, we're hoping that we'll have lots of different dishes on crabs and particularly lobsters that all come, are produced in the Bridlington Bay. So we think a local event like that will help sort of promote Withensey as well.
That is definitely true. And the shop has just been opened up. What will the day bring? What do you think?
Well, I think there'll be a surge of interest today on the back of the fact that, you know, we have had the deputy mayor who's opened it. We've had some publicity from the radio and from the Gazette, which always helps boost numbers. I suspect it will be, I think people will come and have a look. They'll see that there are a lot of bargains that are useful, and I'm sure that the interest will continue whilst ever we can use this shop until such time as it is rented.
Okay, fingers crossed for that. And if people have heard that interview and think, okay, I'm curious now.